All right, and we are back here on Out of the Woods. Mike Laureano is our guest all the way up from Providence, Rhode Island today. And he's got his guitar. He's going to play some more for you.
Yeah, I think I'll start off with a little upbeat number. It's called, well, it's not really upbeat, up-tempo, but it's called Little Red-Winged Blackbirds. And the footnote here is a couple of years back, 5,000 blackbirds mysteriously fell from the sky and died. And that was the front page headline. And buried on page 10 was mention of the fact that the U.S. death toll in the Iraq-Afghanistan war had reached 5,000. So there's a little allegory about the soldiers and the birds. Little red-winged blackbirds falling from the sky. Red-winged blackbirds falling from the sky. 5,000 blackbirds, but the true count's classified. Roosting in the willows, preened, lean, and fit. Staying in the willows, preened, lean, and fit. 5,000 blackbirds with their bright red epaulets. Scrambled to the sky. There came a shrill order, and they scrambled to the sky. 5,000 blackbirds did not question why. Yeah, they hit the ground with thunder, enough to shake the west wing. Yeah, they hit the ground with thunder, enough to shake the west wing. 5,000 blackbirds of the
Mike Laureano. Yeah. Heavy stuff.
Well, you know, we're still at war. People forget we're still losing people. Not at that rate, but, well, yeah, unfortunately.
So what you got for us?
Well, my great-great-grandfather, Manuel Laureano, was a whaler. And he did a five-year whaling voyage from New Bedford to East Africa. You can try imagining that for a minute. You know, 30 guys trapped on a boat for 5 years. What could go wrong? Yeah, the whale was the least of their worries. So this is called Heave Away.
Yeah. the seaman's Bethel. In 1842, he said a prayer for his vessel, for the men in the crew. Manuel was a seaman. He couldn't write or read, but he learned some English from the green hand who sang the shanty. Heave away, heave away, for the oil and the bowl. Heave away, heave away, for the rum and the women back home. From the port of New Bedford all the way to Zanzibar, Manuel taught the green hand the rope, the rigging, and the spar. How to row, how to sail, to tie a knot, look tight and strong. In return, the green hand played his old accordion. Heave away, heave away, for the oil and the bowl. Heave away, heave away, for the rum and the women back home. 100 feet above the deck, the lookout cried, "There she blows." Manuel and the green hand side by side began to row. 18 men against the odds, a 50-ton Leviathan, just one line in the captain's log. The whale killed the green hand. Heave away, heave away, for the oil and the bone. Heave away, heave away, for the rum and the women back home. In the seaman's Bethel in 1842, he said a prayer for his vessel, for the green hand he knew.
Mike Laureano, yeah. I like a good sea story.
Yeah, you know, it's mostly true. I mean, I didn't know. The green hand, by the way, is a greenhorn, the guy in the bottom of the barrel and pecking order on the boat, so you had to learn all the ropes, little.
Real ropes,
dude. Real, yeah, real ropes.
All the knots.
All the knots. Yeah. I did some research at the whaling museum in New Bedford, and I found the ship's manifest from my great-great-grandfather on it. So it was pretty cool. That's a great festival, too, the New Bedford Folk Festival. A lot of people I think you probably had here have probably wandered through that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. We're going to get you to come down. You could stay at our place. We'll give you the third floor, the bridal suite, right, Carol? If you and John and your wife want to come. Anytime, really.
I have to talk my wife into that one.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the 7th and 8th of July that coming up. Show you all the pork. Cook for you. Cook you some Portuguese meals. Pork products,
yeah,
if that's
really
it.
Not gonna come.
Thanks, honey.
He's that bad, huh?
No, he's a great cook.
Well, I'm actually a better cook than I'm a songwriter.
No,
I've been told that. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're a good songwriter.
But I'm a better chef, believe me. We'll do one inspired by my wife's father here in the 90s when they passed away. But
we haven't even talked in ages.
Oh.
It's been 5 whole minutes.
The cats are visiting.
Yes.
This is called Drink Deep As You Grow Old.
She wore a laced wedding dress, fragile as baby's breath. He wore her name on his arm beneath his navy blue uniform, while he fought in the coral sea. She lost the first baby. Drink deep as you grow old, all the love that you can hold. In her victory garden, watching her seedlings, reaching for the light of spring, free, green, the opening. He came home a different man. They never talked about it again. Drink deep as you grow old, all the love that you can hold. Ironed their ribbons, taught them their prayers. He saved their baby shoes and all the letters they wrote home to. Summers sweetened their time, ripened grapes on the vine. Drink deep as you grow old, all the love that you can hold. She lays out his pills, she cleans up his spills. He can't remember her name, but it's love at first sight when he sees her again. Summers sweeten their time, ripen grapes on the vine. Drink deep as you grow old, all the love that you can hold. Drink deep as you grow old, all the love that you can hold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
That's another heavy one there.
Cheery little number.
Cheery little number.
Foot tapper. Toe tapper.
Bit of the Jack Hardy feel there on that one, too.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I did have to, you know, I did play with him for 12 years. It kind of rubbed off a little bit.
Jack would have liked that one.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he would have liked that one. It's a sad song, but Carol's, you know, that line at the end there when people forget their... don't remember their loved ones, but they fall in love with them again. I just love that idea, you know.
Right, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Well, hopefully, well, I guess we should be so lucky to live so long, right?
Yeah, no, we won't go.
Do you have anything you'd like to hear, Carol?
Never say never.
Really? Okay.
From Romeo Void?
I think she wants to hear some. I wrote this sort of inspired by my wife. I guess we could play that. Never say never. A little country kind of bass.
She was the prettiest in the fifth grade. Even at our age, we knew that. She purred like a cat. She smelled of summertime on a cold day. She'd walk by, make our heads snap back. We were wolves in a pack. And every one of us boys had the same dream to reach her. It didn't matter that she was our fifth grade teacher. Miss Smith, our teacher, never say never while the wheel's in spin. If Lady Luck's a little tough, cut your losses and try again. Never say never, it's a deal you might win. And there's a blessing in the lesson of losing. Amen. Miss Smith became Mrs. Roundtree. She got married over Christmas break. Our little hearts ached. But now the girls who once could annoy us with their ponytails and cotton dress made us little guys sweat. We made Valentines in our class for the chosen. We felt our first butterflies of love when they were open. We were hoping. Never say never while the wheel's in spin. If Lady Luck's a little tough, cut your losses and try again. Never say never, it's a deal you might win. There's a blessing in the lesson of losing. Amen. I finally found my own Mrs. Roundtree. It took 40 years. She showed up late, but it was worth the wait. My wife kissed her share of frogs, but she's a real queen. I may be no prince, but I make her feel 16. Oh, 16. Never say never while the wheel's in spin. If Lady Luck's a little tough, cut your losses and try again. Never say never, it's a deal you might win. And there's a blessing in the lesson of losing. Amen. There's a blessing in the lesson of losing. Amen.
There you have it. Never say never. Mike Loriano. Once again for you here on Out of the Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Thank you.
So.
We're back.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what to play here.
I could do one that I used to play, was fond of playing with Jack, 20th Century, which is still, he wrote it in the, I guess when we were during the Y2K, and he wanted to write a song that would have shelf life. Because a lot of people were writing songs about Y2K that were, you know, soon to be put on the shelf. So this was Jack's contribution to the Y2K moment. And it's called the 20th Century, which, little footnote, is 20th Century. Jack used to travel on trains when he was younger, and one of them was called the 20th Century, which went from New York to Chicago. And he said that when he go on the train, you would be seated, but with someone you didn't know, for dinner. And one time I think he was 13 years old. It was in the early 60s. He was seated with Roy Orbison.
Wow.
This is the word. And he had only one bit of advice for him. He said, "Don't go into rock and roll." So Jack always said, "I always know a metaphor when it runs me over." So here we go.
The 20th century was a train, sleek and fast and so streamlined, steel and diesel power unchained, cigars and oysters and black shoes shined, and the 20th century is already gone. Come to think of it, the millennium is to end. All those years and the buck stops here. Except I fear it's not worth as much this year. Thomas Jefferson was a man, didn't have to grow up to be president, for no women had to vote, nor any man of African descent. And 2,000 years of the golden rule, and we still keep illegal aliens out of school, and someone's gotta wash dishes and clean toilets too, and someone's gotta play football, and someone's gotta sing the blues. This little experiment of ours, pretty damn new and shaky so far. We have the freedom to hang out in bars, to buy shiny new guns or shiny new cars, and there's no trains left to make run on time, but that's not gonna keep 'em from trying. How are we gonna keep 'em down on Broadway? Let's try religion, sports, and a lottery a day. Screaming down the road, rebel flag and talk show overload, passes a school bus on the right, racing that train to a wreck tonight, and 2001 candles aglow, 20 centuries down and one to grow, except for 10 days taken away by Pope Gregory. I lost 10 days in college, they didn't name a calendar after me. And this is the America, Columbus discovered it. Yeah, the Vikings could have discovered this one too. And the Indians fought the Braves in the World Series. And let's get serious and open another brew. The 20th century was a train.
Mike Laureano, yeah. Awesome, yeah. If anyone ever comes to me asking who should play Jack Hardy on Broadway, I give them your name.
Thanks. That one, you have to close your eyes. I never like singing with my eyes closed, but there's no way to get through that. If I think about any one of the lines coming up, I'm going to mess it up, so I just go into full, you know, muscle memory.
You have to, yeah.
That one just rolls. It's like a train, you know, sort of like rolling on. First time I heard him play that was at... I was in the Fast Folk Cafe I guess it was in Tribeca when they had it there. And man, I never heard that song, you know, it's like 3 minutes of just, it just blew me away. And I said, I have to know this guy. I gotta meet him. You know, it's a great song. Great song. He was a great inspiration.
So do you have another project in the works yet?
No, I put out three CDs in the span of 4 years. So I'm sort of on input mode at the moment. I probably have a few new songs I've written. Some of them aren't ready for prime time. Yeah, I remember one, you were speaking of Leonard Cohen before. It just always shocked me, but it's like one of the songs he wrote, Anthem, took him 10 years to write. He would really like, and you know, like Hallelujah, he had like 60 verses to it. He would just keep, take him years, 5 years average to write a song, you know. So I think I got to slow down and take a little more time writing my songs.
That's always a good thing to play them a lot before you put them down.
Right. That helps go on tour and sing them. And then sometimes you'll find that, you'll certainly playing them out in front of people, you'll find out what songs work and what don't. And then you can sort of strip them, pare them down till you get it to just the bare bones. That's what I've learned. Cut a verse out or tighten it up. Less is better. Certainly less is better. So I'll probably have one out in a few years from now, I'm guessing. I hope so. And hope to be playing more, get out there and maybe make up to your neck of the woods somewhere around here. Be fun. It's only a 2-hour jaunt from Providence up here. It's not that bad.
Not too bad. You got to drive fast to make 2 hours. But.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, you don't want to get a ticket. Yeah. So you have Halloween's coming. I just wish I knew a Halloween song, but I don't have one though.
It's the best holiday, you know.
Yeah, I love Halloween. As a kid, I always loved Halloween.
It's my birthday.
It is.
I am a Halloween baby.
You're wearing the John Colkert mask.
Scary, isn't it?
Not as scary as the Mike Laureato mask. Oh, man.
Well, I think we got time for another one if you have one last say goodbye tune or barn burner, melt your face off, guitar shredding.
I wish I had a goodbye song. So this song is called Maria. It was inspired, being raised, born and raised in the south end of Fall River. You can't go anywhere without seeing what we call a Mary on the half shell. It's a bathtub buried halfway in the ground on its end with the statue of the Virgin Mary inside with her arms sort of held out in front as if to say, why me? And if one are good, two are better. My grandmother had two of these things on her front lawn, 10 feet apart facing one another, dueling Marys. And, I wondered, what is it with the adoration for the Virgin Mary? And I didn't understand it until it was explained to me. See, Jesus returns from his earthly visit, and he notices there are a lot of people in heaven who don't belong there. So he goes over to the gatekeeper, and he says, Simon Peter, why'd you let all these people in? And St. Peter looks up and says, I'm going to tell you, boss, but you're not going to be happy. They come up to the gate, I tell them they can't come in, and they go around the back door, and your mother lets them in. Two Hail Marys, one Our Father. Stained glass secret, silhouette of power. Disinfection, holy water. Hosts of ghosts swallowed every hour. But chill into sea. Say a prayer for me, Maria. Maria, Maria. Lady at the gate, take us in the back way. How his head shakes, Maria. Blue Madonna handmaiden. In the cloak, the hallowed weanling.
Constantinople on their sails. No cross deserter, she prevails. But she'll intercede, say a prayer for me, Maria. Maria, Maria. Lady at the gate, take us in the back way. How his head shakes, Maria. May I kiss your feet? How did you wink? You play so hard to get. Mamma mia, Ave, rosary beads rattle soft and low. The temple veil is falling down. Can't go to Father, fear the Son. But she'll intercede, say a prayer for me, Maria. Maria, Maria. Oh, lady at the gate, take us in the back way. How his head shakes, Maria. Two Hail Marys, one off.
Mike Gloriano.
Thank you, John.
Thanks so much, man.
I really had a great time.
Me too. Excellent stuff. Well, we're going to let you get down the road and get back to Rhode Island here.
Okay.
And folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.